Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Liquefied natural gas. The demand is global, especially in Europe during Ukraine conflict. However, within these last days, the decision has been made by the Biden administration to in some fashion foreshorten the ability of the U.S. to ship our abundant liquefied natural gas to our allies, to the rest of the world, to everyone who needs it and can pay for it. I welcome Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner, looking at this story not from the terms of the campaign nationally, nor from the global demand, but from Pennsylvania, from the abundant natural gas flowing through Pennsylvania to the world and the 100,000 direct jobs that are affected by liquefied natural gas in any way being abridged. The president is, for the moment, pausing permits to build liquefied natural gas ports, especially in the Gulf of Mexico. However, Selena, a very good evening to you. The voices in your column about this include extremely prominent, very well-known and sophisticated Democratic office holders. John Fetterman, serving as the senator from Pennsylvania, from the west of Pennsylvania, Braddock, Pennsylvania, speaks out. But so does Tim Ryan, the former longtime Democratic congressman who ran for the Senate in Ohio, just across the river. And there are other voices, Mr. Casey. It seems to be a uniform surprise in Pennsylvania. To your knowledge, has the White House listened to these voices? It's been some days now, and there's lots of opportunity for them to whisper to the president that this is not going well for Pennsylvania. Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thanks so much for having me on. And this is such an important subject because the energy industry, in particular LNGs, liquid natural gas, not only add prosperity, not just in Pennsylvania, but across the Great Lakes, Midwest, Louisiana, Arizona, Texas. It almost touches every state in the country. But the perplexing thing in talking with Senator Fetterman and Senator Casey is that this decision makes little sense because LNGs are the least impactful and have the smallest carbon imprint of all of the energy sources that are available. And it forces the people, Japan, Europe, parts of South America, to use coal from Russia and Iran to fill the gap that Biden has caused. In other words, as they both said, it actually creates more of a climate problem than reduces a climate problem because of all the regulations and the sort of strict way that the natural gas industry is run. So they were, first of all, perplexed by that. They just don't understand it. It goes against everything that Biden said he was going to do in using LNGs for an export. The second thing they said is this hurts our national security because it empowers our enemies, Russia and Iran. Nobody can dispute that either of them are working against our country, and so you empower your enemies, you hurt the prosperity of your people, and you increase climate change. So Fetterman and Casey were very, very sort of perplexed by this decision. So was Tim Ryan and former Senator Mary Landrieu. Now, does that mean they're not going to support Biden? Of course not. However, they are going to use their power of persuasion to change his mind. I think what happened here is that President Biden had brought on John Podesta of the Obama years into his re-election. And I think that Podesta does not understand that Biden does not have the gravitas, the uniqueness that Obama had in being able to do things that were sort of pushing the envelope, and Biden does not possess that strength.
The puzzle continues. I read from your reporting of the president's remarks, heeding the calls of young people in frontline communities who are using their voices to demand action from those with the power to act. Heeding the calls. Why that is a puzzle to me is that liquefied natural gas not only is, as you've said, in the chain of energy the most desirable, it is the reason the greenhouse gases in the U.S. has declined so dramatically over these last decades, and also it's in abundance. So these calls from young people, I appreciate that, but those calls are not informed of the facts. And the president has access to that information. He does not have to, what you'd have to say at this point, pander to people with less information than he has.
Yes, and I'm so glad you brought that point up, because the White House admitted that they formed their decision based on watching TikTok videos of young people. And as John Fetterman famously said 2 weeks ago, if you're getting your news from TikTok, you might want to rethink how you consume news. And so I think that's pretty applicable to the White House right now. And even his own, the senator from his home state, Chris Coons, said to Axios last week, he said, we really need to rethink this and be careful where we're going with this kind of decision. And so it's not as though it's one or two senators. This has really sort of thrown a lot of people for a loop. It hurts people like Bob Casey. It hurts people like Sherrod Brown, both men who have held their Senate seats since 2006 and are seeking re-election in states, Ohio and Pennsylvania, where Biden is rapidly losing support.
So we come to the contest in Pennsylvania, the bellwether state, the keystone state for this election. You're right of elections, both state elections and national elections in Allegheny County, the 17th congressional district, and inside that are state Senate seats. To my reading, this decision by the White House is going to have comments in all of those contests right now. Because these prominent Democrats have spoken out, is that dialogue being passed down the line so that congressional candidates, Democratic candidates, and state Senate Democratic candidates are echoing Mr. Fetterman and Mr. Casey and all the other Democratic voices?
So in that story, I took a look at two congressional seats that will tell us something, one internally about the direction the Democrats are going, that's in the 12th congressional district, and then one into where the country is going, that's the 17th congressional district. The 12th congressional district will always be held by a Democrat. It's currently held by Congresswoman Summer Lee. However, there is a primary coming up between her, who would not argue with me in saying that she's a far left progressive, and between another woman, Bahari Patel, who is a more traditional liberal Democrat. So it will be interesting for Democrats to watch to see if the appetite for far left has lost its favor among Democrat voters, and more return to normal may happen. So we'll watch that primary. That'll be important to watch. But it's also important to keep our eye all year around, or until November, on the race between Chris DeLuzio, a Democrat incumbent, and Rob McCurry, who is currently a state representative, but is running for the Republican as the Republican challenger to DeLuzio. Both men serve their country. They both have a pretty even temperament, and this is the ultimate battleground Housey. It is literally divided half and half between Democrat registered Democrats and registered Republicans. It will always be a seat that the person will rent, and it will always be decided on the mood of the country, but also the impact of the people at the top of the district. At the ticket right now, that is Biden and Trump.
30 seconds. Is the opinion in Pennsylvania that after the election, Mr. Biden is successful, that this ban on permits for LNG ports will be lifted?
No, people, this has created deep uncertainty in the state, because natural energy is always decided for the future. So what's going on in energy now and the decisions made in energy right now are for the future. Okay. And right now he's cut the future off at the knees.
Selina Zito, The Washington Examiner. I'm John Bashley.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.